If you've just tuned in for the first time this morning, yesterday on an opposition radio station, a segment was aired that very much borrowed from something we had done in 2019. And this morning, that station, which is 107.1 SAFM, has given us a platform to have something to say. Let's tune into their show now.
This is Biscuit Wars. Let's get ready to crumble!
This is brilliant. Never has there been a better radio idea than this. This is the segment that other radio stations wish they had. I thought of an idea. I want to do my own segment called Biscuit Wars. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you two guys two biscuits and you need to tell me who is the superior biscuit. Yep. Monte Carlo versus Kingston Biscuit. Hang on, I've just had a thought. You guys are trying to stitch me up. Don't tell me somebody else has done Biscuit Wars.
Cos. Would we do that?
Yes,
would. Would we? No, we wouldn't. We would not stitch you up. You did all the stitching yourself. No stitching was required from us. Okay. Now, Cos, you mentioned there, you said this is the radio segment that other radio stations wished they had.
Which is
this
true.
This is the greatest segment ever.
That's
and you know
true.
What? As a performer, as an entertainer, which we all are here, you know, your ideas are all you have. They
That's
are
it. Your, What's your
they
bread and butter?
They're your stock in trade.
Mm-hmm.
They define you. They are your assets, to speak in business terms, and you become very protective of them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come up with a fresh idea like you did...
With Biscuit Wars.
With Biscuit Wars, it's, you know, it's something that you want to look after.
Yeah.
It's just a shame
that
more than a week ago...
Oh, dear.
Down in Murray Bridge on
it.
Power FM...
Don't tell me.
Where's the thief emoji?
Hang on, if they have called it Biscuit Wars, I will eat my undies.
Well, take your undies off and spread them with butter, because do you want to put them between a couple of pieces of bread? This is Power FM over a week ago down in Murray Bridge.
The arguments have raged. Hearts have been broken. But that's the way the cookie, or in this case, biscuit, crumbles. Battle of the Biscuits.
To determine once and for all Australia's favourite biscuit, Crystal, today it is Monte Carlo's versus Kingston. A lot of people have had trouble with this matchup. These two biscuits, on a visual standpoint, are very similar.
Now, Cos,
hang on a second.
If we were in a court of law, you would go down. All 12 jurors would find you guilty.
Wait, no. The defence needs to speak. Am I the defence?
Yes, go.
Hang on a second. What are the I posted this on my South Aussie with Cosy Facebook page probably a week ago.
Oh, hang on a minute.
And I said those two exact biscuits. How could they have chose the exact same biscuits?
Let's check in with the man himself from Power FM in Murray Bridge, Damon Adams. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, everyone. Now, can I just say, Beck and Limo, I would like to acknowledge that at least on face value, you are free of guilt here. No beef. No beef whatsoever.
Thank
Andrew,
you,
Cosy, Costello, on the other hand.
Yes, Damon.
You wanted a biscuit war. You've got a biscuit war.
You said
yesterday that you thought that never has there been a better radio idea than this. Well, except there has been, mate.
I can't believe that Biscuit War...
Hang on, let's clear up Cos's potential issue here with the timing. Damon,
I want to talk timing.
When did you conduct your... And to bring you into the loop here, Cos, Damon conducted a biscuit tournament, including about 16 biscuits. It was set up like a tennis tournament with brackets, and they came through into a final.
There were graphics and everything.
Oh, my God.
This was inspired by the Australian Open. And, Cosy, you said you were worried that this was done a week ago. This was done in January, February of 2019.
Oh my God.
18 months ago, mate.
Is that when you aired it?
We aired this 18 months ago, so not only are your biscuits stale, mate, they've been eaten already.
Oh, my God. Hey, Cos.
Yeah.
Can I check in with you? So this was done January 2019.
This is brilliant.
Cos, did you happen to record an episode of South Aussie with Cosy in Murray Bridge in January 2019?
I was there with a packet of Yo-Yo biscuits, I remember now. And I was listening to Power FM.
The good people of Murray Bridge, the good people of the Adelaide Hills and of the South Coast, they know better than this, Cos. They know better than stolen content playing on your radio station.
Well, look, here's the thing, mate.
Fresh ideas.
At least if I'm stealing content, I'm stealing it from my birth town of Murray Bridge, which kind of makes it okay.
Don't try to butter us up now, mate. Damage has been done.
Look, the other good thing that I'll announce now while I've got you on the line, mate, I've got something very exciting for the city of Adelaide. I'm proposing to build a bunyip that comes out of the water. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
No, you don't. We've had an idea. I was thinking that we would build a rhinoceros, maybe two times the normal size, place it in Tail and Bend and call it Tail and Bend's rhinoceros. What do you think?
It's got legs.
You win, Damon.
Well done, Damon. Well done. Good luck to you.
Now, Damon, I'm sure there are people playing along at home here. What did end up winning your biscuit wars?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Kingston beat the Monte Carlo and... Of course. Now, Beck, I thought you said yesterday that you thought the top two would be Tim Tam and Mint Slice.
Yeah.
They were. Tim Tam won out, and 1 year's supply of Tim Tams was given away to a lovely listener who's been gorging out for 12 months.
What's embarrassing, mate, is the Power FM promo budget is higher than ours.
Yeah, and the winner of that year's supply of Tim Tams was someone mysteriously called Schmandrew Schmostello.
That is SAFM putting Cozzy in his place. Yeah. Step back, mate. Step back. We've not only done that, but we've played at sequel Ice Cream of the Crop earlier this year. Yeah, Adelaide Hills, Murray Lance and South Coast, we got your back. We have got your back.